is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Navin Pradhan. As part of the ongoing Swachhta Hi Seva 2024 campaign under the Swachh Bharat Mission 2.0, all 23 wards under Dimapur Municipal Council held a mass cleanliness drive yesterday. The cleanliness drive began early at 6 a.m. with active participation from ward councillors, colony chairman, gamburas, youth organizations and various NGOs. Residents, business establishments and traders also took part to clean the respective wards and business areas, ensuring the success of the initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will today share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. It will be the 14th episode of the monthly radio program. It will also be the fourth episode since Modi assumed office as Prime Minister for the third consecutive term. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News On Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Principal Secretary to the Government of Nagaland, E.M. Patton, has exhorted Lotha officers to make a conscious effort to appreciate the positive side of others and accommodate other people's interests. He urged the officers to build strong relationship and networking, stating that it is a good investment. Patton was speaking at the annual conference come get-together of Lotha Officers Association at Agri Expo, 4th Mile, Chimugadima, yesterday. On the occasion, the special guest launched the second edition of the association's history booklet. Speaking at the program, Superintending Engineer AIR and DDCCW Kolkata, Engineer N. Nzamo Yandhan encouraged the officers for their physical and financial participation in the neighborhood and community, not for one's personal gain, but for the welfare of the society. President Lotha Officers Association K. Limantham Lotha appeals to all the Lotha officers and intellectuals working elsewhere to give their best and to keep up the good image of the Lothas, leaving an exemplary legacy. Lok Sabha MP from Arunachal East Constituency, Tapir Gao, graced the Konyak Lao Ongmo Festival 2024 as special guest at Mon local ground yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, Gao encouraged the Konyaks to preserve and promote their rich cultural heritage. Asserting that health and education is an important aspect of life, the Arunachal MP urged the gathering to strive for eradication of drug menace from the society. He called upon the people to prevent drugs abuse and save the young generation. The special guest inaugurated the festival by beating the gong. MP Gao was accompanied by his lady wife, Rajya Sabha MP Fangnon Konyak, advisor W. Chingwang Konyak, and MLA Manpong Konyak. Lao Ongmo is a significant cultural event for the Konyak community, marking the celebration of a bountiful harvest and the coming together of people to preserve and promote the rich cultural heritage. Assam Rifles celebrated the foundation day of the Kohima Orphanage and Destitute Home with Major General Manish Kumar gracing the event. In his speech, the Major General emphasized the Assam Rifles' long-standing commitment to societal welfare, particularly in reaching out to the marginalized communities. He highlighted the importance of community support and collective efforts in providing these children with a nurturing environment. The Major General expressed his admiration for the tireless work being done by the Kohima Orphanage and Destitute Home for the underprivileged children of the region. On the occasion, the Assam Rifles distributed a wide range of books, clothing, monetary aid and essential items such as food supplies and daily utility items to the children. Israel Defense Forces have killed Hezbollah top leader Hassan Nasrallah in Friday's strike on Beirut. In a statement, the Lebanese armed group has also confirmed Israeli claims that its leader Hassan Nasrallah was killed. Nasrallah had led the Iran-backed group for more than 32 years, serving as a political and spiritual leader who guided Hezbollah to a position of prominence in Lebanon. And that's all the news we have for you this morning. Have a nice day.